From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto. Utah Health Department officials recorded 378 new cases of COVID-19 as of yesterday. That brings the total to just shy of 42,000. The agency also reported 7 deaths and almost 5,000 tests administered on Monday. 6 deaths were in Salt Lake County, 1 in Davis. The rolling 7-day average for positives is 9.8%. The Canyon's Board of Education has pushed back the start of the school year 1 week. Most students will now begin in-person learning August 24th. Preschool and kindergarten begin August 27th. The board voted to delay last night. Board President Nancy Tingey says they acted in response to teachers' requests. The move also allows teachers more time to prepare and adapt to safety protocols because of COVID-19. A New York Times survey of every public four-year college in the country shows dozens of COVID-19 cases in Utah and tens of thousands total. While there is no standardized reporting for cases and deaths at colleges as of July 28th, based on reports from campus and other sources, data show Utah State University with 52, Brigham Young University with 51, 9 at Dixie State, and none at the flagship University of Utah or at Southern Utah University. The Times says the data likely does not represent all cases. In fact, among self-reporting forms and information available on Utah College websites, the U shows 110 confirmed cases, BYU 68, Utah State 67. Among some of the first returnees to campus, Division I athletes, the Times survey shows no cases in Utah in the Pac-12, SEC, or the Mountain West. The Cottonwood Heights City Council held a work session last night where they discussed the city's police response to protests over the weekend. KUER's Emily Means reports external and internal investigations of how police handled the event are planned.
City Council member Tally Bruce posted videos on Facebook Sunday evening that showed police pepper spraying and detaining people during a protest in a Cottonwood Heights neighborhood. During the council's work session, Bruce requested they adopt a policy that mirrors one recently announced in Salt Lake City, where officers will be disciplined if they don't turn on their body cams.
That's something really simple we could implement immediately policy-wise, because if we fail to capture that information or that interaction, it's lost forever.
Cottonwood Heights Police Lieutenant Dan Bartlett said as police clashed with protesters Sunday, a number of officers had their cams ripped off.
We're securing them the best way that we can. They're secured to their uniform, but it's an external piece of equipment and they can be pulled off.
The city attorney also said they likely wouldn't be releasing footage from the body cams anytime soon, as they could be used as evidence in upcoming criminal investigations. Emily Means, KUER News.
The West Coast Conference has officially adopted the Russell Rule, named after NBA legend Bill Russell. Under the new rule, schools in the conference, such as Brigham Young University, will have to have at least one finalist candidate for leadership positions from an underrepresented community. BYU professor Michaela Dufour, who studies race and gender in sport, says she's not sure it will completely change the way institutions hire.
Until you put consequences, until you attach accountability in some ways, I think it's a fair question to wonder if any of these rules will move the needle in terms of actual hiring.
She says the conference could see a more diverse staff as a result of that new rule within 6 months, but likely it will take longer. BYU has pledged to uphold the new rule. Businessman Jeremy Johnson has agreed not to challenge allegations that he made illegal campaign contributions to Republican Utah Senator Mike Lee and retired Democratic Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid of Nevada. A pending consent judgment shows Johnson used straw donors, people who illegally use another person's money to make a political contribution in their own name, to give $50,000 to Lee's Senate campaign and $20,000 to Reid's campaign during the 2009-10 election cycle. Johnson agreed not to contest a list of Federal Election Commission allegations, describing the process by which he made the campaign contributions. Several of those contributions involve former Utah Attorney General John Swallow. I'm Diane Maggio-Pinto, KUER News.